play page on Facebook. There's been some modeling opportunities I understand you've been involved in recently.
Yeah. I've been trying. I always, when I was little, I always kind of wanted to be a model, but because of my height, that will probably never happen. I am way too short for that kind of thing. So anytime any photographer is just like, hey, let's just do like a shoot, it doesn't have to be in costume, like, I take it up, because I really like just wearing something nice instead of costumes sometimes. And because of that, like, I've been talking to some stores, like Syndrome. I'm doing a thing where if you use my code, you get 5% off, and after however so many people use that, I'll get items, and then I'll model them for them. Mm-hmm. So that I'm looking forward to, because the clothes are so cute, and they have Sailor Moon stuff on there, too. They're just so cute clothes.
And, I mean, do you think that the modeling, you know, was an extension of the cosplay? Do you think that's what got you in, or do you think it's just you have the talent and cosplay just made it more evident?
I definitely don't think I would have done anything like that if I didn't cosplay, because I wouldn't have the friends that do photography, so I would never, like, try and just go find someone and be like, hey, I want to do random modeling. Like, I would never have the confidence to ask that if I didn't do cosplay.
And part of that modeling also, on a recent print that's now entered your shop, is Rose Prints, I believe it is titled. Am I correct on that?
Mm-hmm.
And that is your – I guess this is your first official foray into I guess what would the subjective – yeah, the subject would be titled, the artistic nudity. I mean, what are your thoughts on artistic nudity as a model and – in a way, as it maybe pertains a little bit to the cosplay world that you also are, you know, kind of doing this kind of, it's where it's derived from.
Well, I had originally wanted to do it a few years back and just never was confident enough in how my body looked for it. And recently I've been like being a bit more into like keeping my body looking a certain way, and I felt confident enough to do it, but I didn't want to do a photo yet until I had come up with a good idea for it. I really wanted it to be more about the character and something that would make sense, as opposed to just, here I am naked with a wig on. I wanted it to still feel like the character would do this. And I picked Utena because I felt like that was the easiest out of my cosplays to do that with. Because Utena does have, like, those kind of moments, especially if you watch the movie, where the characters are naked and there's roses everywhere. And so I thought that would be an easy way to do that and still keep it classy. And we only took one photo, one nude photo, but I'm so happy with it.
So you would say that your cosplay, you know, got you not only the modeling thing, but made you confident in your self-image to the point where, you know, you said, you know, where you can be as expressive.
Definitely.
And I mean, what are your thoughts, especially, I mean, on this side, because, you know, this is the part where society starts, you know, maybe they might have raised an eyebrow when they first saw cosplay, but this is something that, you know, society, at least maybe only in America, that we're very uptight about. I mean, what are your thoughts on that element?
Well, I mean, that's anytime anything is a little bit out of the ordinary, people are going to be like, oh, man, I can't have any of this. but, I mean, we have artistic nudity to begin with. Cosplay just brings it with certain characters, and characters you have, maybe it's like your favorite character, and then you see an artistic nude of it, and you have a new appreciation for that character. Because maybe the person who did the photo, like, they really kept true to the character, and you're just like, I could really appreciate this. But I mean, as a community, like, people are definitely gonna look down on it, and I knew that going into it, that some people are gonna be like, oh, like, you are like a slut or something, you just want to show yourself to everybody. I just really wanted myself to just do something for the character.
And what would you say to your detractors on that? I mean, especially because, I mean, that's really the crux of the matter, is people saying that it's somehow dirty, it's somehow like that. I mean, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, what would you say to them if they said this is somehow, it wanders outside of morality, it's not right, it's naughty?
I mean, with the way I want to do it, it's not really naughty, because it's more beautiful than anything, because it's more artistic. I want to lean towards the more artistic side, and if people can't handle boobs and art at the same time, then maybe you should not be looking at these things to begin with.
So you think it's more their prudence more than, you know, your expression?
Yeah, if they don't like it, they have the right to not like it. I'm not going to, like, shove it down anyone's throat or anything. And that's why I'm going to keep it more to, like, my Tumblr as opposed to my Facebook. Because I know on my page I do have younger viewers, and I don't want to show them something that they won't like. So the Tumblr is easier because I can label it, you know, not safe for work or anything. And I don't have as many people following me on my Tumblr, and you have to go to it easier. It won't pop up on your news feed if you have my page liked. So that's why I'm doing that, so that I don't bother anyone. So that's kind of my way of solving that issue a little bit.
All right. That sounds fair enough to me. But no matter what, you know, you will do as you will no matter what.
Yeah. I'm gonna keep doing what I do until I get bored of it, pretty much.
That's the spirit. So, I mean, considering all these elements to your work, from cosplay to modeling to everything surrounding it, what inspires your work? You know, what's the central crux of it?
Well, I mean, anytime I'm ever going to pick something, I always pick something that, like, I'm going to look my best in. Because I like to look pretty. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to be like, oh, I just want to do the character. Like, no, I want to do the character and look really nice. Because I don't get to look nice most of the time at work. I got to dress down a little bit because I'm working with lots of people and I can get dirty. So I don't get to really feel pretty most of the time. So that's why I pick what I pick. I tend to just, if you check my page, most of them are just like really girly, pretty characters.
And what would you say is kind of, you know, maybe your motivation, your creed, your mission with your cosplay? What would you say it is?
My motivation is, if I like the character, like if they have, see, I have a specific, like, requirements before I do a character. I have to really like their hairstyle. I have to like their attitude. And I have to like their outfit. But outfit is actually the least thing that I look for. It's actually more hair and personality, because I am a fan for hairstyles. So if there's like a character with like intricate hair, I'm definitely going to want to do it. It's just going to take longer because the intricate hair is hard.
Indeed. And for those who, you know, considering you've done cosplay, you've done a lot of the elements of cosplay, nearly all of them, what are maybe your words of wisdom for those who are saying, you know, I'm thinking about making my own costume, or just simply, I want to don a costume when I go to the next convention? What would you say to them?
Well, either if you're buying it, rock that as awesome as you can, because there's nothing wrong with buying costumes. I have a few of my costumes are bought. Like, my High School of the Dead one is actually bought, and I modified it and put all the blood and ripped it up. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with buying a costume. Don't be afraid to buy a costume. Whatever anyone tells you, don't be afraid to do it. And if you're starting to make them, work slow. Because if you try and speed through it, you're going to get really frustrated and hate it before you even get to finish it. And that's just going to, by the time it's done, you're just not even going to want to be the character anymore, and you're just not going to have a good time. So definitely just take your time. Don't worry about making mistakes. Sometimes the mistakes are actually going to make the costume better. I've definitely learned that. Sometimes my mistakes are actually the whole reason why the costume is a success. So don't be afraid of making mistakes. You are going to make mistakes. That's inevitable with anything.
Fair deal. Well, that's pretty much all I've got. So, Pixie, is there anything else you'd like to tell my audience?
Well, I mean, if you guys don't follow me already on Facebook, you can follow me on The Pixie Bell, facebook.com/ThePixieBell. I do have a store, Envy, a Tumblr, and a Twitter, though my Twitter I don't post on usually. It's whatever posts on my Tumblr also happens to post on my Twitter. So I would recommend definitely going on my Facebook instead.
Right on. And I understand there's a big promotion going on right now in your store.
Yes, the promotion is going to go on for a few more days, actually, because I had my birthday recently, and so I did a huge sale on everything, including new prints. So they're all cheaper. They're still same high quality, 8.5 by 11, super thick paper prints from Fireball Printing. Those guys are, like, they're super quick, and their prints are amazing for the price. And they all come signed. I have new prints on there. I have a digital set. I have my nude on there. And I have, there was one other thing. I can't remember now.
I believe the plush dittos.
Yes, the plush dittos are on there still. And I have a set of actually photos that I did with Think New, which is a Canadian company. They're the ones who do those cosplay is drawings. They also do photography and cosplay themselves. And I was lucky enough to do a photo shoot with them at KatsuCon. And I have all of those as a set for sale right now. And the price is for 4 high-quality Zelda pictures. So it's going to go up after the sale. So I would try and snag it now.
Very well. Well, Pixie, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me this evening.
Thank you.
And I wish you all the best of luck in all of your future ventures.
You too.
Thank you very much. This is Special K of the Black Flag Cast.